Oh, Lord, I thank you for all my little helpers. Thank you, Father. That's so wonderful to me. Thank you, Father. We can praise you and glorify you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. We just praise you for all that you're doing in us, Lord. You're getting rid of the self life. And I thank you for helping me get rid of myself, too, Lord. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father, that flesh is falling off of me so quickly. I'm just almost gone in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, and everybody else too. Thank you, Lord, for leading us and guiding us tonight in the name of Jesus. And I praise you and I glorify you in Jesus' name. Hi, Stephen. How you doing, brother? It's good to see you.
Get myself unmuted. I'm doing well.
Okay, good. Good to see you with us. Megan's here too. Glory to God. Megan, how y'all doing down there around Houston there? Y'all still getting a lot of flooding?
When the love you.
Oh, is that Longview? Okay. What I read was around Houston and the, I'm sorry, Corpus Christi area also. Okay, good deal. Praise God. We prayed against it. Thank you, Lord. All right. Anybody got any prayer requests tonight? Please pray for me. Look at Jesus. You didn't have to say it like that, Jimmy. Okay. Yeah, how about some praise and worship? Okay, Missy, go ahead. If you got to, just go ahead.
Oh gosh. Lord, I thank you that you're in control. This looks like such a convoluted mess, but we know you're in control and we praise you and thank you, Lord. Oh boy.
Amen.
Anyway, that was my preface to what I'm about ready to say. I think I shared with y'all that I spoke to my sister about Planet X and the asteroid, okay? And she seemed like she received it really good and everything. And I put in the chat and the signal for any that's seen it and, or haven't seen it or whatever. But the real simple form of it is she's not believing it and she thinks I'm deceived. And I said to her, I told her, I said, if you had any questions, let me know. And I offered to send her the, give her the text on the, about it and everything. And she said no. So then when I reminded her of all that, she said, well, send it to me, but then now we got this new update about Planet X, or what the deep state's trying to do and stuff. And it's like, oh Lord, have mercy, Lord. I just cast down all confusion that this may have caused on my sister. Give her complete understanding, Lord. We just cast down any spirits of faction or slander or anything like that, doubt, unbelief. Help her to sort through it and understand it, Lord, and give me wisdom of what to say to her, Lord. If she has any questions besides after she read all this, Lord. And we thank you for your mercy and grace, Lord. And I just rebuke the enemy. And you get off my sister completely in the name of Jesus. She will completely understand what she reads. And give her much wisdom, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for doing this for her. And that this will not rebuke the enemy. This is not going to affect our relationship whatsoever. And all it's going to do is just give us a better relationship a better relationship as sisters and as sisters in you, Lord. And I just praise you and I thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise your mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Did everybody read Patrick's testimony yesterday about telling people what was going to happen, and then it turned around and we changed it, the Lord changed it, and how it related to him and how he, that was awesome. That was so awesome. If you didn't see it, read it, because it's good. It's really good. I think we even talked about it a little bit, didn't we? Yeah, but not. Maybe not. Yeah, Joe. We might tonight. Hey, bud.
A couple of things. Morning, everybody. A couple of things. My first reaction on Friday night was I was so worked up on this climate tax, and I was so excited. And then David said this. It was disappointing at first, but the more I think about it, the amount of grace, the love, the awesomeness that God showed me about my growing up and showing me things to deal with and all this. And I cannot help but think of what grace you have to have for most people. It's for each people. So all of what could have been bad damage is now not much so much, but it was awesome that the Lord showed me. It's, I was thinking of myself, well, being myself and planet, well, planet X and the damage I could have done. But now I think it's a better way to look at myself and not just what could have been happening. So I confess that to the Lord, and I did talk to David as well. So I'd say what's the one thing, and the last thing is, a couple of years ago, Michael and David prayed for me for rejection, and it goes much better. From there onward, it's really much better. I learned quite a lot, and I feel much better. And the other night, I talked to Michael again, and I thought I was done with rejection and things, but the Lord, no otherwise. On Monday morning, while I was listening to that teaching again from David on Friday night, he showed me a clear picture of myself. I think I was about 8 years old. I'm not sure. I think it's about 8 years old. So a clear picture of myself. And I wondered why. As I start to think about when I came to me as from my primary school and my high school years, when I was born, growing up, my teeth, my two front teeth wasn't in line with the others. It stood out quite a bit, and that was a big thing for all the people. They mocked me, and it was awful. Let me put it this way. Why I didn't think about it? God only knows, so that doesn't matter. But long what the Lord showed me is that's where my rejection came from, is because I never go to a out with a girl of anything at school, only in the last thing, the last month on the school year, I did go out with a girl with it was a matric dance. I'm not sure calling it right. From there onward, so I confessed that, and I phoned Mandra and I talked to him and I confessed that to him, and so let it just bring it into light, and I confess it now before you. That was what the Lord showed me, where my rejection came from. There's so much things happened. I only could remember two people, but I'm sure it was a lot of more people, more people than I could ever think of. But the Lord showed me that was it, and I confess it, and I bless them, and I keep all the spirits of rejection, fear of rejection, and all anger, everything, retaliation, everything. I confess that, and I command that spirit to leave. So from my side now, I'm clean now. So before the Lord and before I confess you all that, thank you very much, Father.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Thank you for victory. All right. Anyone else? Okay. All right. Y'all ready to hear some good music? Okay, we're going to hear some good music. Maybe. Well, we are. Thank you, Jesus. Give it a minute.
Who has the power of slavery's hand? Who has the power to free a man? Who has the power? Who holds the throne? Oh, my sweet Lord. Who has the power? Who has the power to rescue me? Who has the power to save my soul? Oh, my sweet Lord. Glory, alleluia, on Jordan's stormy banks I stand. Heart. Who has the power to light the dark? Who has the power to make me whole? Oh, my sweet Lord. Who has the power to conquer death? Who has the power to raise the dead? Who has the power who holds the world? Oh, my sweet Lord. Glory, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me? All right, good deal. I can hear y'all. Okay. Anybody got anything they'd like to say? Okay, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to read you what I put on the blog to that just a few minutes ago for the locals, but y'all can see it too. If I can find it here, no problemo. Come on. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. This is what I'm waiting on. Amen. Okay. Hadn't showed up yet. I command these spirits out of here in Jesus' name. Glory to God. We got a outreach to do tonight. We're going to do it. I don't care what you devils say. In Jesus' name. There's more than one way to skin a devil. Thank you, Jesus. You can skin a devil in 100 different ways. You go in Jesus' name. I ain't lying. Don't mess with me today. Yeah, Benita.
I just had a fun little thing happen to me, and it just brought joy to my heart. But you gotta grab it. I was walking out in my woods, and I looked down, and I saw this number 4, and I was just so happy that I found a number 4 out in my woods. So you can let Elijah know that I have a number 4 out here in Michigan.
Okay.
Backwards, I might be backwards. It's
okay. My. Looks like a water wick. Thank you, Father. Okay, y'all ready to listen? It won't take just a minute. This is an update from David to Mr. President Trump. I just spoke with President Trump on 5/21/24. That's today. And I said, President Trump, how is Planet X? He said, David, it's not there. I said, how about the asteroid? He said, it spun off into outer space. This was just as Father had told me and I had told him in part 2. God has been merciful to you, mankind and planet Earth. Let us show him our appreciation by obeying him. Talk about the Lord. One other thing has come to me by the Lord. Deep State is planning now to copy the effects of Planet X by using a bomb. Nothing with radiation, possibly a neutron, in the Mona Strait so they can blame it on Planet X, which is no longer there. They won't be able to emulate the tsunami so they would be smaller, excuse me. They would be able to emulate the earthquakes by domino effect across the nation, for they have prepared the ground for this, but they would be smaller without Planet X. They may start on the 25th to emulate the asteroid, but it's not there either. Pray about moving away from the fault lines near you temporarily. Then what he did on the blog is he put an update, link to the update, the two updates. That's updates 1 and 2 called Planet X Asteroid and Effects updated. He said, may God be with you. Praise God. So that's it. That's all it did. And there's more, but I just can't disclose it right now. It's actually pretty neat. And y'all just sit and mull on it a little bit. I'm sorry I can't, because I'd love to tell you, but David expressly told me not to tell you. I know. David, you have to get on to him. You have to get it on to him. Yeah, Stephen, go ahead, brother. It's pretty neat.
I'm going to unmute myself here. My wife had a dream a few days ago, about a week or so ago, of a girl that we know dying. And she lives in Ireland. She's coming to the United States. And so I got a hold of their parents and I told them, you know, about everything that David said and about the St. Patrick's vision for Ireland. And so didn't know if that was connected or not, but it looks like at this point in time that this is a Jonah delay. That's kind of what I'm getting. Is that sound correct?
It's a delay, and it's not going to be as bad as been prophesied over the last few years because of God's grace and mercy and the people that have been praying against it. We've been praying that God would lessen the effects of it so it wouldn't kill so many people at one time. And that's what we're doing. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's just not going to be as bad as first publicized.
Well, the asteroid is what the asteroid is what kind of kicks off the tribulation. Well, the earthquake does, I guess. But the asteroid comes shortly before the earthquake, and then we go to Revelation 8. I think it's verse 5 where it talks about the earthquake, and then we got the first trumpet after that. So are we thinking that we're still going to be kicking off the tribulation, you know, in the next few weeks here, or are we going to be waiting for another set of comets and asteroids to come in the future?
Well, as I said in the update there that I just read, David believes the Lord told him that the deep state is planning to bomb the faults. We've had people in the fellowship here see how they do that in the mountains here. They'll send fighter bombers through there and drop bombs on the fault. Yeah. And, that's basically what they're going to try to do, it looks like. Now, he didn't say thus saith the Lord, but he said he believes.
That's not the events that are prophesied, Virginia Baldia had a vision of. That's a different event. And so we won't necessarily be leading into the tribulation from the deep state's, you know, naughtiness here.
I believe we will. I believe we will.
We will.
David believes we will. Yeah. I think that's going to happen, if not sooner, probably during this weekend or possibly the first of next week.
So that will be basically the deep state, deep fake kind of. They're going to try to emulate it and get things going at any rate. I remember reading a prophecy that said that the deep state's planning on having an earthquake, but God's going to preempt them by 3 days with an earthquake where they won't necessarily be in their caves or in their place because God's going to preempt them. Does that tie into this, or is that maybe for a later time?
I don't know. I don't know. I think the tribulation is fixing to start. I think we're within days of the tribulation starting. Ever how God wants to do it. Now, it's going to be started by earthquakes, I'm sure. God can do it.
So we might have
he can set that fault off.
A lighter version of the earthquakes than what we were originally thinking. And so, yeah, that would be good because I think a lot of people, this is going to blindside them and this will wake them up. I mean, 9/11 woke people up for a week or two. This will be a lot bigger. And so I think it'll have more of a wake up call.
Yeah, it's going to be. Well, if you remember, the Lord said that he's going to take care of Babylon. They're gone. And this is a way. Well, it's going to be started by the deep state, and yeah, possibly the angels. The angels are already doing it. A lot of it. They're already doing a lot of it, and I can't get into much of that. But they're taking care of business. And
now, one of the things that I had been thinking about for the last few years is that, you know, in Hosea, we have after 2 days and the dawning of the morning of the third day, we're expecting to see, the tribulation. And so we are in the third millennium, but we're not 2,000 years after Jesus's ministry on the earth. We're over 2,000 years from his birth on the earth. 4 BC, we're something like 2,028 years, unless the calendar's off a few years, after his birth. But we're less than 2,000 years after his ministry, death, burial, and resurrection, or even the beginning of his ministry. Would we be looking at the 2,000 years from the timing of his ministry, or from his birth, or from just the year 2000? You understand what I'm asking?
That's a good question, and I can't answer it because I can't give any exact. It's been a long time since I've even studied that, Stephen, so I don't know right off the top of my head. I've got too much other stuff up there.
Okay, so we could expect to see maybe something starting this weekend, but a lighter version of it. It's been lightened. And we're going to still expect.
I think the tribulation is going to start within just a very few days. Yeah. I think the man child ministry is going to be anointed sometime this weekend. And when the man child is anointed, that's when he takes the bride into the tribulation.
Okay. Well, it's kind of exciting to be a few days away from that.
yeah.
Especially if it's lightened to where people have a chance to, kind of catch on to what's going on.
Well, yeah. You pray for the people that you know, your family and stuff that are close to the fault. That's what we've been telling everybody, fault lines, and ask the Lord to have mercy and grace upon them. And he'll do it because you have household salvation. If they're part of your family, brothers, sisters, whatever, cousins, they're part of your family. Pray for them, and God will save them.
Okay.
I'm believing that for my family. He's already told me, Stephen, the Lord himself told me, he said, you do what I want you to do, and I'll take care of everything else. I'll take care of your family. Don't worry about your family. Just do what I ask you to do. So that's what we ought to be doing. We ought to be running after the Lord with all our heart. We ought to be praying for our families, believing for our families, and also praying for the man-child ministry and the bride, and believing that you're in it. You do that, okay. You'll be fine. I'll tell you something else. We need to be walking in. I'm sorry, I've got a delay here, and it's messing me up a little bit. Stephen, I'm sorry if I over-talked you.
Go ahead.
Well, all I was saying was our biggest job right now is to walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh. How do you do that? And that's something I'd like to talk about tonight. That's not to get frustrated either. I can tell you that for sure. But anyway, if you just believe that you're in the bride, you believe that you're in the man-child ministry, guess what? You're in it. It's all by faith. It's just like everything else the Lord does. Everything is by faith. And you are doing exactly what God has told you to do, and you have been getting rid of self. You've been getting rid of flesh. You've been getting rid of all of the things that have hindered your walk. And you've been watching. You've been casting down all of those imaginations in your mind, those things that come up and say, keeps your mind off the Lord. That's what God wants. He wants him on your mind continually. And you walk in the Spirit by doing it. You walk in the Spirit by keeping the Lord on your mind, the things of the Lord and the things that he's told you to do. That's how you do it. That's how you walk in the Spirit and not the flesh. We walk in the flesh is when we mess up so much. Or I can speak for myself. That's when I mess up a lot.
Well, that brings a lot of peace because, talking to relatives and trying to explain them these things, it doesn't always get very well received. but if we're, I remember David talking about Lot and Zoar and how, God saved the whole city of pagans for just a few righteous people. So we can have that fence around our relatives, our family, that hedge. Yeah, then we don't have to worry absolutely. About whether they receive what we're saying. We just have to be concerned that we are trusting God for that.
Yeah, just like Matthew 6:33.
Yeah.
But seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
That's right.
And the next one to it. Be not anxious for tomorrow, for the morrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. That's what God told me anyway. And if he told me, that is for everybody. And he told everybody that in the Word of God. Okay,
Andrew. Thank you.
Yeah.
I just have a question. How many times does this wacko guy come and try to convince you of something? Like, is this a daily thing or once every 24 hours or? I just want to know if I'm the only one here going through some of these things, you know. So how often does it come along? Like,
who are you talking about?
Well, I'm talking about the temptation.
Oh.
Like how often does it happen? Like, do you guys get tempted once a week? Like, I don't know what's natural. Okay. I never talked to anyone about this, for me, it's a daily basis, sometimes more than once per day. And I don't like it. And it's craziness with comes to me, you know, and I'm going, what, you know, go away, you know? So I just want to know, I don't know. Sorry for being curious. I just thought maybe I was the only one going through this kind of stuff, but I guess it's the same for all of you.
I really don't understand what you're talking about. I only get hit about 5,235 times a day is all.
Okay.
So I wouldn't know much about it.
So I'm not asking for numbers. I just thought maybe it was unnatural or something. But I guess that's what his job is. Okay. Praise God. Glory to God.
Amen. I tell you that we can, I believe that we can get to a place to where the devil is tired of getting whipped. And he'll leave you alone. I think we'll get into that place too. Yeah. Judah says, think it not strange the fire of trials that come upon you. It just seems like a part of day to me. I think
he's got nothing. He's got nothing in us.
No. Yeah. Amen. It's difficult for me because I have a 7 or 8 second delay here when I talk and y'all hear me, and it's kind of disrupting. I'm sorry about it. I don't know how to fix it, but God does. So I'm just leaving it up to Him to fix. Yeah, Missy.
Well, I thought earlier about giving a testimony about this, and it's related to what Andrew's talking about. You know, we all get attacked in different ways, and the biggest way is is our mind, but we all know that the enemy tries to attack us in our bodies too. And I've really been struggling here lately with getting up in the morning and even just throughout the day having energy, just feeling so sluggish. And that's been going on. That's maybe 3-4 days or something like that, maybe more, I don't know. And then finally today I'm like, I just really went to it and did some battle and praise the Lord and gave the enemy the what for. And you know, and I usually don't try and I try not, you know, give into it and, you know, okay, I'm going to take a nap, you know, or something, whatever. But anyway, so I just went about doing what I had to do and went for a walk and everything. And I feel really good now. The pain that the enemy was trying to put in my body and the sluggishness and the tiredness and all, it just went away. So, you know, it's just, I found that, when I'm feeling like that, you know, sometimes I don't really give the enemy the what for right off the bat. You know what I mean? I mean, I do, you know, come against him, but sometimes maybe I'm not coming hard enough against him or whatever, or I don't know. And sometimes it's a trial of your faith. You know, we know that, like, for it, I think we've all experienced, I've experienced, you know, like when I'm asked, you know, believe I'm healed, you know, and command pain, whatever it is, to go, that it's a trial of my faith. I have to keep confessing that it's gone. So I guess today was the bottom line of it, you know, the trial of my faith, the last battle, and I won that war. Thank you, Lord. So, yeah. So,
okay.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
All right. I have a question. And what I'd like to ask is, how do we keep our mind on Christ? How do we keep our mind in the spirit realm? How do we keep ourselves in the spirit realm? Now, there's two ways. The Lord, the word tells us in is it 1 Corinthians 12 to renew our mind with the Word of God? Wherever that is, I see some 1 Corinthians. Anyway, renew our mind with the Word of God. And when you get distracted during the day, Romans 12, thank you. Thank you, Judy. Yeah, that's right, Sunil. It is. It's to wear us out. But the way I do it, I can tell you how I do it when I determine that the devil is trying to get me out of the spirit into the flesh realm. Because I pray in the spirit a lot. I do. I just constantly pray in the spirit during the day. And David will tell you that too. He does too. And what I do when I find out that my mind is trying to wander into things that I shouldn't be thinking about, I just cast it down. I said, nope, I ain't going there. I've got my mind on Jesus, and I'll just praise God and start praising the Lord and get back in the spirit by praising God in the spirit and doing it until things clear out. I keep walking, and during the day, if I go downtown, I keep my mind on Jesus. And I talk to people and all that kind of stuff, but I keep my mind on Jesus. What would Jesus do? You know, remember that bracelet we used to wear? WWJD, I think. WWJD. That works for me. That works. Just, what would you do, Jesus? Come go. And I always ask Jesus to go with me. I know he's always with me. You know that too. But I ask him to go with me because I'm thinking all the time. He's sitting right there with me. Last night, Jesus came into the fellowship last night. And he was having such a good time. Is Debbie here? Yeah, Debbie. Do you mind relating what the Lord told you last night? He came up and went over right by Debbie over there. She started talking to him. Go ahead.
Yeah, it wasn't right away, though. First, you had said that you told us that he came in, and it was a little while later, then he started. I just knew he was standing right by my chair, right by me. Anyways, I heard him say that I love being here. And I said, but Jesus, you have Christians all over this earth. And they said, but this is it. And I said, and man-child all over this world. And he said, but there's only one UVM. So he's letting us know that he loves it here.
Yeah. Yeah, every time I see him.
And I could see him.
Every time. Go ahead, Debbie, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I could see him stand there, maybe kind of like to the side of me, just with his arm on my shoulder, like across my shoulders. I could just picture, that's how I pictured it. I just felt like that's how it was, what he was doing. It's really cool. I'm done talking. Just so you know, you can start.
Yeah. 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 And Lexi saw him too. I saw him. And but it's a. He said, "Are you through, Debbie, or am I hearing somebody else?"
Yes.
Okay.
No, I'm through.
Okay. I forgot what I was fixing to say. Now I remember.
Lexi saw him.
His office showed
him.
Me. You have to remember I have a 7 or 8 second delay here. And it's hard for me to, when somebody, I'm talking, somebody talking, after I start talking, it's kind of funny. Okay, Lord, thank you for fixing this communications problem, and we praise you, Father, for doing that. And I thank you, Lord, that I ain't going to have this problem there another time, in Jesus' name. And I'm talking, it ain't going to happen now another time, as the old boy said. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. But every time I've seen him in our fellowship was, he was just having a great, wonderful time. And I guess one of the first times that I saw him was when he went over. No, that was second or third time. Went over and hugged David. And they started dancing with the spirit. But then after that was, he come in one time and he came in and just kind of milled around. But he, behind him was a bunch of angels that came in with glass beakers full of some kind of oil or something that he was pouring on. They were pouring on. And these angels wasn't that big. I'm talking about the length. They were just, you know, like midget angels or something. I don't know. Whatever you call them. But they were going around and pouring something over on everybody. Every one of them had somebody they had to, they could pour oil on. And they were anointing with something. And then another time he just came in and just put his, he had a big wooden chair. He sat it right down beside where Lana used to sit, right over there where Lana used to sit. And he was just having a good time, just an awesome time. And, you know, and I think he told me, he looked at me and he said, I just love being here. I said, well, we love you being here too. You know, praise God. And so this has been five or six times that people have said, maybe more than that, I can't remember. And just here recently that we've seen him. So, and y'all are part of it too. Don't think that this is just a local thing. It's not. It's a whole outreach. It's a whole UBM. It's the whole UBM he loves. Because of the teachings. I was telling David today, I said, you know, I've seen a lot of preachers, and I didn't want him to get his head swollen up too much, so I just kind of kept it down a little bit. And I told him, I said, you preach holiness to the extent that you hold us to that holiness. And that's the difference between you, this fellowship and other fellowships. That's the difference. Y'all understand what I'm saying about holding people accountable to their holiness? And he does. And it's actually very helpful to understand that it's not like he's sitting there with a bat ready to, you know, smack somebody. You know, come on, what do you think about this? You know, what do you think about that? You know, oh my gosh. You know, and you'll say, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. Whatever it is, it didn't make any difference. He never talks about other people. Never, you know, that's what he's taught us to do. He talks and tells us, holiness is walking like Jesus. There have been, Joe, probably, let's see, Lexi's seen him, Debbie's seen him, I've seen him. I think there's one or two more. I think Lakeisha has seen him. But anyway, he shows up, angels show up. And I believe they're here now. I believe there's angels here now. You know, I do. How can we look into the supernatural and see in the spirit realm? Has anybody got a help kind of thing here? Do you mind if I tell you how I do it? With the imagination. Don't think that every time that you see an angel that it's your imagination. Because it's not. Most of the time it's spiritual. I can before I go to the meetings over at Mount Manus, I always pray, Lord, I'm praying that you're going to show up tonight. And I keep seeing in my mind the first time that I saw him, I keep seeing that, And if when he finally comes in, I see him just plain as day. Plain as day. You use your mind. Use your imagination, I should say. Not your mind, but your imagination. To do that. You use your imagination to do everything. In the spirit realm. How many of you know the unseen is a whole lot more real than the seen? Nobody? Because the unseen made that seen, didn't it? Remember when the Lord spoke it? There wasn't nothing out there. There wasn't nothing out there. He just spoke it into existence. He said, light be. That's all he said to man. God said, light be. It ain't stopped yet. Spoken word. You go out there and get ahead of light, and you'll hear it when it comes by. Light be. Going right on by you. Yeah, go ahead, Matthew or Anna.
I was just going to say, there's an angel on each side of us right here watching. You're joining in with
Amen.
Us.
Amen. Right now. Amen. What's your name?
I don't know. I didn't ask him.
One and two? You know what I did yesterday, Matthew? I like to talk about this because it's getting to be such a real thing to us now. Whereas before it was kind of a mystic kind of a thing. But yesterday I was sitting in my, this is where I pray most of the time, right over here in this chair. And I was sitting there yesterday, and I said, Ariel, that's the name of my angel. I said, Ariel, his name's Ariel, means the light of God. And I said, Ariel, I said, I hadn't seen you, and I'd like to see you. And in my mind, I'd already kind of figured out what he looked like, but he showed up right there on this wall over here up above my bed. He's a big angel. He's there. He's a big. He's a big angel, and he's got wings. He's got big white wings, and he's got a long white robe. He's a big old boy. I'm glad he is too, because you know, he has to be with me. He has to be a big, strong angel to take care of me. Praise God. All right. But I did. I got to see him, and that was so awesome. That was so awesome to me. Thank you, Ariel, for God. Thank you, Lord. All right. But that's how you do it. You start believing that you're going to see. You sit down in your chair. You say, Lord, I'm just going to sit here until you show me something in the spirit. And shut your eyes and believe the light's fixing to come open, and you're going to walk through that portal into the spirit realm. Watch what happens. Watch what happens. It'll happen. Don't get in 5 to 5 minutes. I ain't going to see nothing. Get up, walk off. No, sit there for a couple of hours if you have to. If you really want to see in the spirit realm. What is that thing I put up on my deal there? Passion is pursuit. And that is so true. That's true with the Lord. If your passion is the Lord, you're going to pursue after him with all your heart. I'm sorry if I'm boring, y'all, but I get excited when I start talking about the Lord and the supernatural, because I see that going to be an everyday thing with us. All right, anybody else? Yeah, Sunil said their strategy is to wear us out. That's exactly right. Yeah, but he ain't going to. Praise God. Go ahead, Missy.
I think it was, I forget what day it was. Maybe it was yesterday. I was reading
over the... I can't understand you.
Can you hear me?
You're kind of far away from the microphone, as far as I can tell.
Really?
It's kind of choppy.
Anyway, I think it was yesterday I was reading over the text from the Bible study, like the second half of it that David was sharing about the angels and everything and what all they do and stuff. And I'm walking along and I'm thinking, I wonder what my angel's name is, you know, and all of a sudden, Muriel pops into my head. M-U-R-I-E-L. And I looked it up and there's a bunch of different meanings or whatever. All the different ones that I read was one was, I mean, there's one website that talks about angels and everything and says that it's an angel of dominion or something like that. Another one says, fragrance of God, and one says bright sea, and anyway, and I'm like thinking, okay, was that, you know, you think, was that me trying, you know, because I'm like, you know, like, you know, because it was almost like, you know, David talked about in the Bible study how, you know, oh, how can I say this? If I can remember how he said it, like, they'll talk to you and you may not, you know, God talks to you through them. Sometimes they give you a message, which really is just straight from God or whatever. And so I'm like, and part of me was like thinking, was that me trying to think of something, you know, but it's just, that's the first thing that came to my mind. And so, I mean, I didn't cast lots or anything like that to say, Lord, was that really you? Did you, you know, or is that really true or not? But I mean, it's like, the more I think about it and there's actually a angel that's in, according to this, what they call it, angelology or something like that or whatever. I don't know. It's called that. So I don't know. But just thought I'd share that. I thought it was interesting. I was just like, you know, wow, been thinking about it a lot lately. And I'd love to have a confirmation to that. But anyway, so I might somehow get a confirmation to that from the Lord. Thank you, Lord. You'll give me a confirmation if that's really true. That's really my angel's name. And like Matt was saying, there's two beside each of us. Well, I'd like to know what the name of the other one is too. So thank you, Lord, for showing all of us our angels and revealing their names and all that stuff. But Lord, you know, more than anything, you know, I'd love to see you above an angel. I mean, an angel would be cool, but I'd rather see you than an angel. That's my top thing that I would love to see in the spiritual realm, Gio, Lord. So I'm sure I'm not the only one. Thank you, Lord.
Okay. Anybody else? I think it's going to be pretty evident in the days to come who the Lord has anointed in the bride and the man-child ministry, because they're going to be walking in the great anointing that of the latter days reign, and it's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. Somebody had a dream or a prophetic word about that. Does anybody remember what that was and how awesome it was? I can't remember. It hadn't been that long ago. Anybody got anything they'd like to talk about? Yeah, I don't doubt it, Barbara. Yeah, two angels. We got, I don't remember how many they've seen. We've seen a bunch of them here. Got one, two, three, that I'm four, five. And then there's some more that I don't know. There's a bunch of them around here because of the things that David's doing, helping the things that's going on. And that's all I'm gonna say about that. Okay. Well, what y'all want to talk about? I thought we had something interesting there to talk about, but apparently not. How many of you are having trouble believing that angels are doing the things that David has been saying, or I've been saying, or anybody's been saying? Having some trouble about it. Get this. So think about it this way. What happened when Jesus, first I want to tell you this. Did Jesus not say the things that you've seen me do, you're going to do, and greater things you're going to do? Okay, when he stepped up on that boat with all them people on that boat and said, all right, let's go to port. Boom, there was that port. Translated boat, people on it, to the port right instantly. Y'all remember that story? Yeah. Okay. What makes us think that we can't do that? Or won't do that? We're going to do that and better. Bigger things. Joe, I'm coming over to get you, brother. All right. Yeah, Debbie, I'm sorry. I didn't see your hand till now.
That's okay. I was just going to say that I was just talking to somebody yesterday and telling them this, and that was that when it would want, how to put it, my mind or doubt or something want to come me to not believe, I would just know I'm to believe this. I know this is real. There's something inside of us, I don't know, that we just got to give them to the Lord. And I just kept saying, I believe, I choose to believe this, Lord. I choose to believe this. I choose to believe the different things that David talked about. I choose to believe this. I believe it. And it got to where a couple of days ago, I could feel it. I just can't explain it. I just heard explain some things that God really just does something like that deep in you and your spirit. I just
Hang on, Debbie. Is everybody hearing a choppy sound on her? Because it sounds like she's chopping in and out. No? Okay, I'm sorry. It must be mine. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I just chose to believe. And I just believe, you know, never my mind would think, and the boundaries of my mind. I was, it's a spirit thing, and I choose to believe in my spirit to where I get so excited now because there's no question. I believe because I want to believe and I choose to believe. You know, it's kind of exciting within yourself, you know, and I have things. For me, anyway.
Yeah. Amen.
Okay. Well, today when my sister sent me that text about you know, the whole Planet X and asteroid thing. And, you know, she thought I was deceived and blah, 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 blah. I ain't telling you everything she said. But anyway, you know, the enemy tried to attack me with doubt and unbelief and everything. And I had to fight it. And, you know, I just started praying in the spirit and, you know, fighting it and declaring what I believe, you know, and so on. And it went. And, you know, at first it, you know, the whole thing really bothered me, you know. But I was encouraged that she had a good response to me and that she was willing to read the text then after I had responded to her. So praise the Lord. Help us all to fight, Lord.
Amen. I fixed it. Thank you, Jesus. I just cycled the power on it, started working. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Anyone else? So Tiana saw two angels on either side of you, Barbara. Praise God. That's awesome. Yeah, Barbara.
I do have a question about the entertaining angels. Well, actually, I have a question about like how can the angels? Well, I mean, anything's possible, of course, but can, like, where is that reference in scripture specifically about angels can impersonate people, you know, or even yourself, even? Like, is there a scripture?
Yeah.
Or is that, where is that at? And can you explain that or talk about that?
Somebody have to look it up. I don't remember right off the top of my head, but yeah, there's.
I think she's talking about entertaining angels.
Yeah, in Hebrews.
Yeah.
Okay. There's one. Go ahead, Stephen.
When in Acts, when they prayed for Peter to be released from prison, Rhonda stopped at the door and thought it was Peter's angel. And so, you know, and they kind of all thought it was Peter's angel. So apparently, In that time, that wasn't an unusual thing to see an angel and confuse it for Peter. I mean, they didn't, you know. So we have an. It doesn't really specifically say, but it kind of gives an example of it playing out that way.
I miss. Yeah, they did. Apparently, that was something that happened regularly. There's two of them. I tell you what you can do. You could start at Matthew and go all the way to Revelation and find out, because there's a bunch of them. You can go to Genesis, start doing that all the way through. There's a bunch of them.
Well, I went on eSword and typed in angel, and a whole bunch of scriptures came up, and I started. I didn't get through them all, but I started reading through some.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me say this. How many of you know that God can do anything for anybody? And how many of you know that even if it's not in scripture, God said this, Jesus said this, the things that you've seen me do, I'm going to do. We're going to do. Greater things you're going to do. I don't know what those greater things are, but you remember what John said about Jesus?
He said the things that Jesus did can't even be put in the books of all the world, inside in this world. So we don't know what happened when Jesus was out there. All we've got is just this little written book that's so many pages long. So I'm gonna tell you something. There's a song called Boxes by that, what's her name, Julie? The girl that you like. Kim Walker Smith. Is that right?
Kim Walker Smith, yeah.
Come on. Yeah, Kim Walker Smith called Boxes. And that's all about getting God out the box. What happens a lot of times is if it, and I'm not getting on you, Barbara, dead or God, because I know you, your belief system. I know you believe God can do anything. But a lot of people out there, well, I don't ever remember seeing God do that. Well, just because you and your little realm doesn't understand something doesn't mean that it's not happening. And if it can be backed up by the Word of God, excuse me, if it can be backed up by the Word of God, then how can you disbelieve it? We've got whole denominations out there that don't believe that you can be baptized in the Holy Spirit with speaking in tongues, healing, deliverance, or anything like that, for goodness sake. And that's why God's coming back in the wilderness to straighten that out. Disbelief, doubt, unbelief. What was the main thing that Jesus did to his disciples that his main gripe with them was? Jesus down there snoozing below deck. A storm comes up. He's still snoozing. He's know his father's ain't going to, that boat ain't got a chance to sink. And they come running down there. Jesus, help us, Lord of God, be with you. You know, they get, oh my goodness. Y'all interrupt my sleep. Now I got to get up and do something that y'all could have done. Ye of little faith. Now, how many times did he say that? A bunch. Because they didn't believe that God could do what he demonstrated over and over and over again. God can do anything. I mean, if he, listen, what happened on the day that Jesus resurrected? Many people say, well, God ain't going to bring somebody back from the dead after a year of being in the grave. Oh, yeah? He did it once. If he did it once, he'll do it again if you believe. Well, I just don't believe it. I don't care. I do. I believe we're going to see Amber coming back.
In the Bible, comma, angels impersonating
what,
persons.
Debbie?
Oh, sorry. I don't know how that happened. I'm so sorry. I'm looking up something about angels impersonating people. I don't know how I got unmuted, but sorry.
Maybe your angel did it. Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's no problem. Go ahead, Julie. I was off on a rant anyway.
Well, I was just thinking if, you know, God gave us an imagination. And if we ask him, Lord, you know, put it in my heart, put it in my imagination to see things that you want me to see. And to, if I can imagine it, then I can do it, right? Because you picture things in your mind first before you do it, right? So yes. Why, what limits does God have? He controls the hearts and minds of all men. So Lord, put it in my heart and in my mind and let me see it in my mind's imagination. Being able to, you know, X, Y, Z, and to do this. Because I want to see my angel. I want to see all you guys as angels while I'm in here. You know, I want to see Jesus in here. I want to feel his presence in here all the time. And I want these things. And I've told him that. So I believe I have received. So I am going to have all those things. and more. So if I, you know, so I just believe, you know, he can put it in my imagination just to do those greater works, you know. Lord, pour out your anointing on us and all that, you know, you renew our minds and we have the mind of Christ. Well, he is the God created everything that there is through Jesus Christ, the word of God, right? So what can't he do except what our minds are, you know, holding us back from our own boxes? I put in the chat, you know, that song is like boxes. It's like we got to get God out of the box, but that song, I think, was she's coming out of boxes. You know, she's stepping out of her limitations. And it's like, that's what we have to do. We have to step out of any boxes we put ourselves in. We're, you know, comfortable in, you know, that we can't go further than that because I'm restrained. It's like, what's restraining me? Except, you know, what I think I can't do or fear or doubt or unbelief, you know, cause like Michael was just saying is, about unbelief. That's our biggest problem. I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know. Doubt and unbelief. You know, why don't you believe me? Jesus said, he said that a lot too. Why don't they believe me? I believe you, Lord. Have your way. I'm going to do everything. I'm going to have everything I've asked. And so is everybody in this room. We're going to have everything we've asked. Yeah. We're not going to lack anything. Praise the Lord.
Glory to God. That's awesome. Yeah. Don't put God in a box. You put him in a box, you're limiting yourself in the spirit realm. The spirit realm is the most real than in the natural. That's the most real. You can change circumstances in the spirit realm. Remember what I was talking about, quantum faith? You can change by confession what you want done. You can change your attitudes of your family by confessing what you want done. I heard one guy say you could change the color of your hair if you just confess it enough and believe it. Lord, I just thank you to give some of us a lot of hair in Jesus' name, you know. Whatever you want to do. I'm just saying. Yeah, Stephen, go ahead, brother.
I found the scripture regarding Peter and the angel, and that's in Acts chapter 12 and verse 15. I put that in the chat, but I'll go ahead and read that. It says, and they said, and they would be the people in the room praying for Peter to be released from prison, unto her, that would be Rhonda, the one who found Peter at the door knocking, thou art mad. But she confidently affirmed that it was even so. And they said, it is his angel. So they were thinking that Rhonda mistaken Peter for Peter's angel. So apparently, what angels look like and that they can impersonate and look like people was common enough that the group thought that in this particular case.
Amen. I know of a guy that gets translated around, and he's been, I read about it. I'm sorry, I don't know him. I read about him. This is a guy earlier in the century. And he would be seen in two different places at the same time. Now, how's that possible? Only one way. Angels were impersonated.
I've heard of bilocating as well.
Well, what is that?
You're in two places at the same time. God works outside of time, so, you know, time's not such a big constraint.
Yeah, well, that's true. I remember one time David was talking in the morning meeting, not on Zoom, but this was back when we used to get together, all of us together at one time in the morning. And this lady asked him, she said, David, I think David said something about that God doesn't dwell in time. He doesn't dwell in time. He can do anything. And she said, let me ask you a question then. She said, this came to my mind. My father died, and I don't believe he was saved. Can I believe that I could pray and that God would heal him back in time? He said, well, God does dwell in time. I don't see why you can't. Now, how many of you know that that religious spirit that some of us have would just rear up and say, well, you can't do that. You can't do that. That's against God. You can't make God do that. I'll tell you what, I believe the man is saved. And when she did it, I prayed for my father too. I said, I thank you, Lord, that you saved my dad before he died. And I guarantee you, if you'll walk with me when I go to heaven, you'll see my dad up there with my mama, because I know mama's up there because I saw her the day she died. Running around in heaven. He gave me a vision of her running around in heaven because she had been an invalid for many, many years, couldn't walk. Man, she was bounded across heaven, and I could see her with daddy up there. Come on, Marvin, let's go. I believe those things. I believe that God can do anything. And I'll tell you something else. It might blow your mind. I believe my son-in-law and my brother and, and Austin are coming back when all this resurrection time happens, because God said. Let me tell you something. If you can believe it, it'll happen. Does anybody not believe that? Raise your hand. God can do, there's one right there. Jump on it, boys. We'll get this down. Go ahead, Julie.
The timing wasn't real good on that, was it? I wasn't raising my hand because I don't believe. I was like, oh, shoot. Oh, man. What was I going to say? Lord, help me bring back. Oh, because what you said, you know, God does not dwell outside of time, and he uses our prayers.
Yep.
He uses man. He uses us to do so much for him to manifest things in the spirit realm, you know. And he uses our prayers to save people. You know, he uses our intercessory to save people. A very good example of that is our brother Willie, when his best friend died, and she wasn't saved. She was I think she was into drugs and what all, alcoholism, all that kind of thing. But his testimony was that God saved her at the very last minute. She would have been eternally, you know, dead forever. That God revealed to him that it was his prayers, and he was crying out for her life. That's just one thing that was coming to my mind about that, you know, and it's God's desire that every man repent and come and just, you know, repent and be saved. It's his desire for that. And he uses our prayers and our heart to it's just kind of like how, you know, I mean, yeah, God already knows who his elect are. We don't know. But, you know, until he tells me not to, you know, to stop praying for somebody, I'm going to keep praying for somebody. Mm-hmm. And because I don't know where they are. You know, I don't know if they're God's elect or not. But just like he used our prayers and intercessory about this whole thing with the asteroid and Planet X. Even though he had, you know, knowing what we know about his sovereignty, he was already going to do this, but he still wants our prayers. It's not like, well, you know, whatever it is, you know, whatever your will is, Lord, it was, you know, it's like, no, you cry out for mercy and you cry out to save people. And God hears those, you know, if we have the same heart and compassion and love for people that God has. Jesus cried out for the Lord. I mean, David just did a teaching on that about you know, a few weeks ago about the compassion and power of, you know, of power of God, you know, and compassion and his mercy and what he will use that for. It is a really good teaching. If you haven't heard that, it's a really good exhortation about, you know, how God's transforming us into his image. And God is merciful and he's long suffering and he's good. He's kind and he's, you know, his desire to save people alive and not for, you know, I mean, yeah, there's going to be those who perish, but so I agree with, you know, what Michael's saying. It's like, you know, you can pray somebody out of hell. You know, Jesus holds the keys to death and Hades. If we're crying out to our great high priest and crying out for someone's soul, you know, why does he have us pray except because he put it in our hearts to pray? Anyhow, that's just what I've, that's just how I feel about that.
Yeah. Let me say this also, y'all. The key to getting your answers to your prayers, all your prayers, is this: holiness. You must walk in a sinless life to get your prayers answered. And if you walk a sinless life like Jesus, you'll get your prayers answered. And you'll believe along with the Lord Jesus. He'll be right there beside you. And he'll answer every prayer that you pray. It may not be in your time frame, but he'll answer it. A lot of times, I like what somebody said years ago. He said, we as Christians sometimes have a McDonald's mentality where we'd like to just pull up to the window and get what we order right away and go ahead on and eat it, you know. And we like to pray a prayer of faith and then 5 minutes later have what we say. It don't work like that. He's working in us an enduring faith. And that's what the wilderness now that we're going through is all about, is an enduring in our faith to see it happen. I know of God's people that have waited for years for a healing, that they got great bold faith, but God is working things out with them patiently. Patience is one of the great things he works in us, is patience. That not to doubt, but to keep on. We get hit a lot of times with the enemy and say, you ain't going to get healed. What are you talking about? That ain't going to happen. You wasn't healed last week. You wasn't healed last month. What makes you think God's going to heal you now? I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Devil, get out of here, because I am here, because the word of God says it. And if the word of God says it, it's done. And you're a liar. And that's the attitude. We have to take on an attitude of just like Jesus did. Just like Jesus did. Yeah, Julie, I'm sorry. I didn't see your hand up. It's kind of blended in with your background.
It's okay. The other thing that was just coming to my mind too is, you know, it wasn't a physical death, but it was, I gotta find it again here, sorry. The prodigal son. That he, you know, he took his inheritance and left and spent it and wasted it on, you know, riotous living, harlotry and all that stuff. And he came back and his father said to his servants that bring forth quickly the best robe and put it on him and a ring on his finger and shoes on his feet and bring the fatted calf and kill it and let us eat and make merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And, you know, that's what's happened to a lot of people, you know, and we pray for their souls. We pray for repentance. It's like, you know, God uses our prayers to bring people back. that they'd be restored. You know, it's just another example of, I think, how God wants us praying. That's all.
Amen. I'd like to pray a prayer that I saw the other day, if that's all right with y'all. It's a prayer that relieves us of a lot of stuff. And that's why I like it. But it's by somebody else. I don't know who wrote it, but it's a good one. Father, I come before your throne, and we yield ourselves to you, body, soul, and spirit. And I thank you, Lord, that your will be done in our life. Father, we ask and we praise you, Father, for letting your holy fire burn away all of the deceptions and lies of the enemy from our being. Let all ungodly and religious frameworks around us that have manipulated and bound us in any way be destroyed right now in Jesus' name. Let every voice that speaks contrary to your word be silenced. And let our thoughts and understanding be by your spirit. And let the mind of Christ be established in each and every one of us in Jesus' name, Lord, so that we can walk in that spirit realm that you want us to walk in and be guided by your Holy Spirit. And I praise you for doing that for us, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for your mighty, mighty works in each and every one of us in the days ahead. And I thank you, Lord, that we are going to submit everything to you and be led by your spirit from this point on. In Jesus' name, that our flesh will not get in the way of what our spirit is wanting us to do. In Jesus' mighty name. Y'all believe that? Glory to God, glory to God. I do. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. You're an awesome God. You're a wonderful God. And I know that's what you want out of us. And I praise you, Father, for showing us all how to do this in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in each and every one of us. Praise God forevermore. Woohoo! Man, I feel better all over than I do anywhere. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else got a prayer? How about a comment? I tell you what I'm going to ask. I'm going to ask each and every one of you to think of something that you really want God to do for you. And tell us about it. We'll pray and believe that God's going to do it. And we're going to watch and see how God does it and how long it takes. Something you never believed that God could do before. Or you had some reservations about it. I tell you what, I'm going to start out. Lord God, I thank you for changing my DNA back to when I was 30 years old and more and better. And I thank you for it, Father. And I thank you, Lord, that I'm going to be completely healed, delivered, and with a new body. Glory to God, thank you, Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that you're doing it to my wife, too, in Jesus' name. And I praise you, Father, for doing it for everybody here, too. In Jesus' name, and I thank you for it, Father. Glory to God. I believe it, Lord. I know that your word, that you have told us you're going to do that, and I believe it. And I thank you, Father, for doing it, and I thank you, Father, that it has already been in the works. In Jesus' mighty name, we're going to wake up one morning, and there we'll be. Woo, my goodness gracious sakes alive. All right. Anybody else? Yeah, Julie.
I believe the same thing Michael just prayed for myself, that my DNA, my age, and renewing my youth as the eagles and all those promises, I have that in the name of Jesus. And also, Lord, that you are going to take me all around the world during the tribulation. You're going to translate me to places I've never dreamt I'd ever be part of and see and get to be and get to see it and be there and to meet all my brothers and sisters all around the world and just I've taken off all the limits, Lord, however you want to use me, and whatever gifts you want to use me in, that I may bring my Father greatly. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I believe it with you, girl. All right. Anybody else? Lord, I thank you. You're going to send me over to see Joe. That's who I want to see. I want to get Joe. I'm going to hug him. Now I'm going to grab him by the neck and bring him back over here. In Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, Missy. Hello. Okay, I got you. All right, anybody else? We'll get back to you. What is this? It says, confirm your speaking language. What are you talking about? I speak good English. Golly. And just a little old sign came up there. Confirm your speaking language. Are you kidding me? You can't get no more better English than I'm speaking, for goodness sake. Ain't nothing wrong with my speaking. Amen. Go ahead, Missy. I never had that happen before. It's crazy. I guess it's an AI in here that's just plumb stupid.
Well, I'm asking and believing that my boys and their wives and my grandbabies and my mom and dad and my brother and sister-in-law and my nieces and my nephews and my sister and her husband, you know, all my immediate family are going to be in Tennessee with me, including Merle and Alex, of course. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Praise
you, Jesus. I'll be with you, Lord of God. Thank you, Jesus, for bringing all her family here. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. All of them going to be a part of the ministry. Go ahead, Benjamin.
Two things. Sunil wants us to pray that he helps, that he finds a job. So
okay.
I'll start off with that. Father God, I just pray for my brother Sunil that he finds a job, that he gets some interviews, and that he gets 5 interviews by the end of the week, and that they all come back with an accepting response, Father. I pray and I believe that this can happen. I confess it. He's going to find a job, and it's all going to work well for him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I believe it, Lord of God. Thank you, Father, for doing that for Sunil. We believe, Lord, we're going to hear the great testimony this next week. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father.
Amen. Yeah. And second one is I'm ready for my tongues. I'm ready. Can someone pray on me?
Oh, for tongues?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Raise your hand, brother, because you're fixing to get baptized in the Holy Spirit. I mean, you're getting baptized with the speaking in tongues. Father God, we just thank you for doing that for Ben. You said, Lord, all we had to do was ask you, and you would give it to him, and that's what we're doing. We're thanking you, Father, for giving Ben a wonderful, full language in tongues. In Jesus' name, right now, in the name of Jesus. And we praise you for it, Father. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord, for doing that for Benjamin. Thank you, Father. It is done. I believe it by faith. Now just start speaking it. That's all you got to do. Just start. It comes from your belly up. Your belly is where your heart is. Go for it. Because that's, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for doing that for Benjamin. Woo. My. Because that's done. It's done. Praise God. All you got to do is believe, brother. And just open your mouth, because he's going to open your mouth for you. It's something you have to do. You have to open your mouth and start speaking. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Yeah. It's done, Ben. All you got to do when you get off tonight, just go and get out and get up and start doing it and start praising God and start speaking whatever comes to your mind, whatever comes up, speak it. That's what happened to me. It just started coming up out of my belly, just came up and it started coming out. And I'd say a little bit. Then after a while, after just a few seconds, it started coming out. Man, blah, 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 out it came. That's what you do. It just starts coming out, you know, and that's you got to do it yourself, though. You got to, like we said a while ago, your imagination's got to go ahead and be in play there.
All right. I believe you. I believe it. I got Amen. It. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Bubbling out of your
Thank
belly.
You, Father.
That's right.
Thank you, Father.
That's right, Julie. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I believe it, too. All right, anybody else got something that they love? No, this is not New Age stuff. This is believing God. This is casting out doubt and unbelief and believing God. That's what this is. And I believe we're walking in holiness, too. I know that, Lord, that we all keep our sins away from us by our confessions, and we do that, and we confess it. And after we confess it, we believe that we're sanctified. And once we're sanctified, we get a prayer answered, because He wants us walking in holiness all the time. Yeah, Debbie.
I want to pray and believe that walking in divine health and experience divine healing, and that all this arthritis pain in my fingers goes in the name of Jesus, because of divinely, Lord, because you did on the cross already, Lord. So I just thank you for divine health and divine healing, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Daily walking in it. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father, that we're all walking in divine health, and I believe that. Glory be to God. That's where God wants us. He doesn't want us to have to depend on somebody else to pray for us. He wants us walking in divine health. I believe it, too. Look, we're all got something that we're waiting on God to do. I ain't waiting. He's got to do it. He's already done it. Praise God. I'm looking back. I ain't looking forward. Thank you, Jesus. It's all done. Thank you, Lord, that Debbie's healed, delivered, and set free from arthritis and anything else bugging her. And that's her eyeballs are all fixed too, Lord God. She's seeing 20/20 vision. That she's gonna have to pull them glasses off of her eyes so she can see. Glory to God, yes, Lord. Amen. I believe it. I believe it. No, I do, I believe it. All right, anyone else? I believe, I thank you, Father, for bringing every person that I have prayed for over these last 20-something years, 27 years, are coming into the kingdom, because I still believe for every one of them in Jesus' name. And I know, Lord, that my friend John Schaffner from my childhood, when we were just little bitty boys, I'm believing you to pull him in too, Lord, and I thank you for doing that for my old buddy John. Thank you, Father. All right, anybody else? I thank you, Lord, for erasing all bad thoughts out of our minds, that something that maybe happened in the past, it's gone in Jesus' name, and I thank you for it. And I thank you, Father, that we don't have anything but good thoughts anymore. Good thoughts. We don't remember anything from the past that was bad done to us. But Lord, I thank you for letting us walk in complete love and joy and peace as we do, Lord. Even love for our enemies, Lord, that we do have a Jesus type of love even for our enemies. Thank you, Father, for doing that for us. Yes, Stephen?
You just prayed for what I was asking for. I want to walk in Jesus' love, the love of Jesus. You just prayed for it before I, after I raised my hand, but before you called on me.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Yeah, glory to God. Yes, Lord, let us all walk in your love, that love that surpasses anything that we could ever understand. Amen. Thank you,
Father. Yeah, I just posted in the chat a little bit ago, Isaiah 65, something or other, that says he answers before we pray, before we call on him.
Yeah, I saw that. Praise God.
Here we go.
Okay, Josie's got something.
How is she?
She said, my prayer for protection from the spirit of division, Almighty Father, please protect me from the spirit of division in my household in good times and bad. Unite my family through your Holy Spirit. Fill us with your grace so that we can overcome our natural tendencies to fight and be destructive towards each other. Calm our mind and remind us that we are stronger together than apart. Show us that our differences are small and that our relationships are more important. Precious Father, let not the spirit of division prosper in my household and everyone here too. Let it wither up and die in Jesus' name. Amen. I believe it. Thank you, Father, for doing that. Can I give you a statistic that I found out yesterday? On one of the Instagram things, this guy came up. He said, did you know that 78% of the worldly people that are married get a divorce? 78%. And I saw another statistic said that 90% have got divorced. But he said this. He said, of those who... those couples who pray together, less than 1% get divorced. Less than 1% get a divorce. That's pretty amazing. I wonder how many Muslims get a divorce. Well, they don't get a divorce. They just go out and kill their wife, I guess. I don't know. Whatever they do. I don't know how they work. That's all right. Anybody else? Lord, we just thank you for. Well, can I tell you this? There's a wonderful evangelization process going on over in Africa in the Muslim community. They're coming to Christ. You know why? They're tired of the murdering and the killing and all of that and all the stuff that they do over there to appease their God. And they see the love of Christ. That's the difference right there. This one brother used to be a Muslim. He said, I read about Jesus and I read about Muhammad. He said, Muhammad wants you to chop off arms. He wants you to kill folks. He wants you to do this. He wants you to do that against. And said, all Jesus did is says, love your enemies. He said, I found that amazing. He said, that's what changed me. He said, Jesus is love. I've never heard that. And I didn't understand it until I started reading about Jesus. You see how powerful that is? Man, that is powerful. Glory to God. But this less than 1% of people who are married pray together. If you pray together with your husband or your wife, you're less likely. You're more likely to have a better relationship than ever before. Just make it possible for your husband or your wife to pray with you. Makes no difference if they're uncomfortable. They'll get comfortable with it, you know. So, would you pray for my honey? Would you pray for the baby? You know, something like that. And get them to pray with you. And guess what happened? Next thing you know, they'll be glad. Oh, when we're going to pray again, let's pray. You know, they'll be wanting to pray themselves. I know it's hard because I've experienced it. I know how hard it is. But just try it. See if it doesn't work. I know it does. The statistics prove it. Man, statistics prove it. less than 1%? Give me a break. How come we ain't been doing that? Well, because my wife or my husband, he don't like to pray with me. Show him the statistics. See if that doesn't change his mind. If that doesn't change his mind, I don't know. Just start praying real hard for him. Pray that God, hey, I tell you what you can do. We can pray that God's favor angels go to him and work on him. You know God's got favor angels? Yeah, we've seen them work in action. Lord, we just do. We thank you for sending your favor angels to show favor to each couple here if they have problems with their husband or their wife, praying with them in Jesus' name, or their girlfriend or whoever. And I thank you for doing that, Father. Woo! Glory to God, that made me feel good. That's something God loves. I can tell already. What did he say about two or more come together and praying? That was meant for the husband and wives. When one can send 1,000, two can send 10,000. Woo, glory to God, look what you got in your hand now. You got some power and authority over the enemy when you do that with your husband or your wife. Don't let them say no. Say, all right, you just sit there and watch me because I'm going to pray. I want you to pray with me. I want you to believe with me. Can you believe with me? I don't know what you're going to pray. Well, you have to wait and listen. And then you pray. But did you believe that with me, honey? And she say yes or no. Then you come up with another prayer. You come up with another one. I don't know. That's kind of the way I do it. Don't take no for an answer. But be loving. Yeah, that's right. That's right, Josie. Yeah, Missy.
I just read this today. Ecclesiastes 4:12. And if a man prevail against him that is alone, two shall withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Lord, we just thank you for placing it in every married couple represented here. And like Joseph's prayer, we thank you, Father, for drawing them closer together with you, Lord. Even if one of them is unsaved, Father God, if the other one does save, but ask them, would you just stand over here with me just for a moment? I want to pray a prayer. And Lord God, just place it in us to be bold and let those prayers, Lord God, affect the hearts of the unbeliever. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for doing that for all of us. In the name of Jesus. Amen. All right. Anybody got anything else? Amen, Julie. Like-minded, they'll see God answer. All you guys that are single out there, always get some gal that believes like you do. Always. And if they don't believe like you do, if they find the truth, that they'll believe it. I've always told people when I go into a church or a fellowship, I used to before I came out here, I'd always tell them, I'd say, look, do you believe that the Bible is the Word of God? Do you believe that it's the inerrant Word of God? Oh, yeah, yeah, we believe that. Glory to God, yes, we believe every word of it from Genesis to Revelation. And then you tell them this. You said, well, if I say something here out of the Word of God that goes against your theology, which one are you going to take? Which one are you going to go for? Oh, we're going for the Word of God. Then you'll find out whether they're liars or they're true Christians. Real quick. Before you go in there and start that, though, you need to bind up all them religious spirits. I guarantee you that. Thank you, Lord, that the time ahead, we're going to see some great revival. The greatest revival that you have ever put on, Lord, is fixing to come up here. And we praise you for it, Father, that we're all going to be a part of it. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. And Judah's going to get to travel around the world in seconds. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. There she goes. Oh, my goodness. That had to be a Judy. Glory to God. Amen. All right. Has anybody got a prayer before we get off? There she goes again. Oh, she's headed over there now. Glory to God. Go ahead, Ben.
I want to pray for my friend Jake. He's been texting me, and he's being attacked a lot lately, just with, well, young boy stuff, I guess you could say. I won't get into details or anything, but Lord Father God, just remind my brother Jake that he has authority over the enemy, and that when he confesses his sin, that you are faithful, and that you will purge him of all unrighteousness, and that you will continue the work in him, and that he keeps this faith. And I rebuke this spirit of rejection, I would say he has. I rebuke it off him now in the name of Jesus Christ. Any sort of unforgiveness that he has towards anybody, I pray that off him now in the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray that he reads the verses that I gave him, the books that I gave him. And I pray that he starts taking your word very seriously, and that he starts seeing the spirit behind it. And I pray he opens his eyes to what's really happening around in the world. Thank you, Father, for my fellowship with him. Thank you, Father, for the banter that we have. And I thank you, Father, for finally opening his mind, for finally seeing truth, and not just something to add on to his life, but to create new life within him. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father, for doing that. All right, Missy, go ahead.
I just want to qualify my what I asked about my family being in Tennessee. The reason I want them to be there is because I know that they will grow up quickly and get the teachings and all that they need to stand strong and make it through to the end, that they not fall away. And I just praise you and I thank you, Lord, for that. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Yes, they will. They'll get the teachings, all that good stuff. Praise God. Well, all right. Anybody else before we close out? I'm Jordan tonight. Did y'all? Amen. Yeah, me too. Praise God. All right, y'all be blessed, yeah? As Zoe said, y'all be blessed. And I speak good English. I don't care what you say, I said. Oh, glory to God. We'll see y'all. Bye. Patrick, you've been awful quiet tonight. Oh, wait a minute. I'm out.